I wonder if I'll get one if I'm good. It's lovely to be with you this morning, and I want to say thank you for inviting me to come and share about the work of Christians Against Poverty. My name is Di Krucek, and I've worked for CAP for 4.5 years now. I'm the centre manager of the Debt Centre in Wolverhampton, and I've recently become an area manager as well. So I've been involved quite a lot. And you know, we all want to affect our communities with God's love. We want to reflect God and change people's lives by showing them his love in such a way that they're drawn to accept him as their personal saviour. And I know that you're involved in lots of mission work. I had a look at your website. I love it when a church has a good website. And, you know, it gives me a feel for that church before I come. So I see the things that, you know, you have supported or are supporting. And the food bank, of course, is very close to our hearts, as we work very much hand in hand in Wolverhampton with our food bank. And it is just a joy to be here. You're a lovely group of people, and we've had a very warm welcome this morning, so thank you. And I just love it, the fact that, okay, we're from Wolverhampton, it's miles away and it's very different, but you know, we're all part of God's family, aren't we? We're all brothers and sisters, and so when we come together, we have that immediate bond. So this morning I want to tell you about CAP. We believe is a miracle. It was founded by John Kirkby from his bedroom office in 1996. He had nothing. He lost it all through debt. But he had a heart for the poor, a faith in God, and a love of the church. And he just started with all that he didn't have, basically. And here we are, 18 years later. CAP now reaches the poor in a variety of ways. We work through 260 UK debt centres, 1,320 CAP Money Education Churches, 83 CAP Job Clubs, and last week the first 22 churches were on training for our brand new release groups, which will help set people free from addictions such as alcohol, smoking, all sorts of things like that. That one's based on the 12-step program. And these are all based in the local church. CAP only works through the local church. We also work in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. So we're quite far stretching. And today I just want to do three things. I want to tell you about CAP, about our history, and about our vision. I want to explain how CAP money churches, CAP job clubs, well, it gets a bit of a mouthful this, and CAP debt centres work and how they can impact communities just like yours. And finally, I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to get involved with what we call a move of God. You can provide practical support. You can sign up to our prayer team. You can support us financially through a regular monthly donation. There's something for everybody. And as well, Yvonne is going to come and share her testimony about what a difference CAP has made to her life. But first of all, let's just remind ourselves of God's heart for the poor and the mandate that we've been given. We read Matthew 25, the very well-known story of the sheep and the goats. And this scripture clearly defines our mandate as Christians. It's calling us to help brothers and sisters and to reflect the love of Christ to them. And this is exactly what we do through our debt centres and our job clubs. In verse 35 it says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat." Our recent survey of thousands of clients showed that 70% had missed meals before they came to CAP. And it's not unusual for me to go into a home on the first visit and find that they have no food in their cupboards. There may be children there, whole family, but there may be almost nothing in the cupboards. So we meet this immediate need. We go and we do a food shop for the clients. Sometimes we use food bank as well if it's an ongoing need. But once they get to work on our program, then we prioritise food in their budget. We leave no one hungry. And after that, we ensure that they have enough to feed themselves through their budget and their children, and they don't need to worry anymore about where their food's coming from. Because just imagine not being able to feed your children. Just imagine having to send them to school and they're hungry. It doesn't make you feel good as a parent, does it? Verse 36 says, I was a stranger and you invited me in. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And from that same survey, 64% of our clients say they lived in fear. We constantly hear of our clients hiding behind doors or behind settees, not answering the phone or opening their mail, and cutting themselves off from friends and family. And Yvonne will touch on that in her testimony. But just imagine if, you know, you don't go out with your work colleagues if you're going to have to buy a drink or you have to buy a meal. You don't even accept visits, accept invitations to people's homes because you might feel you need to take something with you or reciprocate. So you become much more isolated. And that's not exceptional. That is very normal. They were ashamed and broken. So we visit our clients in our own homes. We engage with them. We support them. And we offer to pray with them. And they say they don't feel judged, that their self-esteem is restored. And as a result of that, they're able to establish friendships. And this is often the biggest need for people who are isolated. And it's made possible by working through local churches and people like you volunteering. So I might be the centre manager, but I'm only one cog in the works. And I have groups of voluntary befrienders, supporters, helpers who will come out with me on visits, who will take clients out for coffee, invite them to their homes, do odd jobs for them, things like that. And it changes people's lives. I was ill and you looked after me. 67% of our clients visited their GP with stress-related issues. And half of these were prescribed medication. But CAP comes in and we take away the worry and the burden of debt. We bring them a hope and a future. And that reduces their stress-related issues. Last year I went into a family of a mum and dad and two teenagers, and they were on the brink of losing their house. Mum and dad both worked for the same company, and the company, I don't know what happened to it, but they were made redundant anyway. They hadn't worked there long enough to get any pay. And they were left without any income, so they had their own house. And for this dad, the only option for him was to take his own life. So he tried twice to hang himself in the family home. So I go into those situations. That is quite extreme, but not uncommon. Many of our clients have thought the only way out is to end their lives because they can't see a way out of debt. But that's not the truth. There's always a way out. And thankfully for that family, we were able to go in. We prayed with them. We took God's love into them. And we set them up a budget. And even though he got a job not long after that and things started to improve, recently he's lost his job again. It's just the climate, isn't it? But, you know, this time he's in a different place because he knows that God cares about him. And, yeah, it's not ideal. It's not a happy place to be in, but he's coping with it. And he knows that God is on his side and God is there for him. And like you, we believe we shouldn't just sit back and be passive. Together, we can all do something. And through our debt centres, our money education work and our job clubs, we're not only meeting the practical needs, but we want to bring the good news to the poor. CAP is a 21st century example of living out Matthew 25. We believe that. So the main areas that we're involved in is our debt centres, CAP Money, which is an education course, and our CAP job clubs. So a little bit on each of those, but only be a small amount. Our focus remains on debt management. And this is what's helped us to form a firm foundation to CAP, and it still does remain that firm focus. We feed the hungry, we befriend strangers, we pray for the sick, and we see clients set free from the crippling burden of debt. How do we do it? We visit clients in their own homes, we build a budget for them, and find a solution. We take away threatening letters, and we direct all communication with creditors through to ourselves. It's not unusual for me to go into a home and for the person to bring out a black bag of letters, or to say they've shredded them all, or to say they're hidden in some drawer or other. That is a symptom of debt. We hide things away. But once I take those letters out, invariably after that first visit, even before CAP has done anything to help practically, just the relief of giving those things to me, people will say to me, I just felt so much better. I just felt so different. And it's knowing that somebody has taken all those away, because creditors can be pretty heartless. They start ringing first thing in the morning and they ring to last thing at night. They send you very threatening letters. They put fear into people. And in 2013, we saw 2,122 families going debt-free throughout the UK. That's over six every working day. We also saw over 5,000 salvations. And last year, we saw 700 salvations. Because when we go in, we take God's love with us. We're not afraid to say we're Christians. It's in our name. And we go in and we offer to pray for people. We don't Bible bash them. We're sensitive. But often people say to us, why do you do it? Why do you do this? Because we do it all for free. And people just aren't used to something like that. And if you've ever been in debt, you'll know that you think you're the dregs of society. You think people have a bad attitude to you. And we hear plenty of people who do. But the great thing is that the church thinks differently. And so we go in and we take God's love. And hopefully, as well as becoming debt-free, they come to know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour as well. And as I look around our church on a Sunday morning, I can see this one and this one and this one. And I can think back to the day when I first went in to visit them. And how desperate they were. I can think back to Yvonne and what she was like. And you'll get a feel of that one in a minute. But, you know, now I see them. Their lives have been changed. And they know that Jesus is on their side. And I'm going to ask Yvonne to come up now and just share a bit of her story about the difference CAP's made to her life.
Hi, it's gone off now.
Hello. Morning, everybody. Morning. Yeah. Yes, that's. Oh, debt's one of those things that can creep upon us. And for myself, I was having lots of letters coming through the post. I was getting telephone calls from creditors morning, noon and night. First thing in the morning, 7 o'clock, 7:30. Last thing at night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I'd answer the phone thinking it's a friend and it would be a creditor ringing, asking for money. Saturday mornings, when you think after weeks, at, you know, 5 days a week at work, you can have a rest Saturday morning, phone ring, first thing, creditor. And for myself, it was really becoming quite a burden, and I found myself with all the letters coming through that I used to just stockpile them. And I never imagined I'd do something like that, because sometimes you see people have the letters and not open them, and I used to think, you know, why do they do that? But you find yourself doing it because you see the letters and you knew who they were from. And it was just so easy because you think out of sight, out of mind, but you know it was still there, the problem was still there. And for myself, I was having some work done on my house a kitchen and living room extension, and the builder, obviously this came to do start the work, but actually took most, well, took all the money, but no work was really done. And this was like a pressure from the builder, but also from the creditors ringing. And a friend of mine used to say, you know, why do you give Cap a ring? They're good, because she had a friend who was like a befriender for Christian Against Poverty. And she goes, why do you give them a ring? And I was thinking, you know, what do they know, Christian Against Poverty? She goes, give them a ring. So anyhow, a year later, I thought I'd better give them a ring. So I rang, and they're really pleasant on the phone, because sometimes it takes a bit of courage actually to make that phone call, because you think what they're going to be thinking. But I rang, and they took my details, and they says somebody will ring me, and the person who rang was Di. And the first thing I felt was just this sort of gentle voice who was just felt so reassuring in here. And I thought, oh, she sounds really nice. And all she just said was, we booked an appointment for me to come down. And she said, just, you know, collect all your paperwork together when she come, what she'd be doing. And from that first phone call, I just felt, obviously I didn't understand the word peace, but I just felt okay, you know, I felt sort of calm, and I didn't feel too much to worry. And she says, if any of the creditors ring, just let them know that Cap's on board. So that was quite good to say, you know, to divert it off myself, and when somebody'd ring, I'd go, oh, Cap's on board, they'll get in touch with you. Anyway, Di came down with a befriend, and she sort of told me about Christian Against Poverty and what they do, and it's about if you wanted to get on board with them, and it's about you paying your debt. They don't pay your debts for you, but what you do, you open an account and you put the money in, and what they do is, from all your debts, what you've got, they work out a payment plan where they pay your creditors, make sure you've got money for food, and all your daily living is covered. So if you've got mortgage, rent, gas, electric, all those things are paid. And then what's left, they sort of portion it out to pay the creditors, and they do that on your behalf, so long as you put your money in. But you have to make sure you put the money into the account, because if you don't put the money into the account, then obviously the bills won't get paid. So anyhow, they did that, and I found that after Dad come and took my paperwork away, no letters start coming back through the post. I thought, my golly, that was quick, you know what I mean? The phone call stopped, no creditors was ringing me, and it just felt so quiet. And after receiving probably 10, 15 letters a day, there was nothing, and I was thinking, oh my God, that nobody liked me no more. but anyway, but it's still good not to have the letters. So anyway, afterwards, I went on this payment plan, and I started paying my money in each month, and they started paying the creditors. And it just felt so... You just feel at peace. It's just like a great big worry. You don't realise that every day you sort of feel cut off from people, really, because obviously I worked, and as you say, you don't feel you can partake in anything, because you know you haven't got the money to. And as you say, people probably think, well, you're mean or something, but you just pretend like you just don't show any interest. And I found that when they were the creditors was ringing before, I sat to unplug the phones, because I didn't want the mess, you know, the calls keep coming through. Anyway, after a while, when Di and the befrienders came back down, they says, oh, they've got an alpha course starting if I wanted to go along. And I was thinking, and she says, an alpha course is about like... you know, just knowing about, well, asking questions and knowing about Jesus. And I mean, I wasn't really interested, but you know, because they were helping me, I thought the least I can do is go along. So I thought, all right, then I've got, I mean, you know, you don't want to go, but I thought I'd go anyhow. So I went along, and to be honest, I mean, I found it interesting. I thought, gosh, I don't know why, but I just felt it was something for me. You know, it wasn't possible, but I just felt this was for me. And I went along each week and actually looked forward to going, and I'd ask all these questions, and there were questions I never had before. So it meant they'd say to me, okay, we'll come back to you next week on that. We'll come back to next week on that. So, but I found after, because I think it was a 10-week course or something, on one of the weeks they had something called the Holy Spirit Day, and it's a day where they ask the Holy Spirit to come and whatever. I mean, I didn't understand what that was, but that's for the Holy Spirit. But they said, would you like the Holy Spirit? And I went, no. I didn't want no Holy Spirit. What I wanted was, because all up to this time, I used to have this anger for this builder of mine, because every time I'd walk into my house and look where possibly a kitchen, there's no kitchen, this anger and rage would build up in me. And, you know, when you're angry and you just... I've never known hatred, what used to be in me so much. And, you know, I'd be walking down, I'd be thinking of this building, I'd be thinking, oh, God, I wish he was dead, how can I kill him? You know, if I can get somebody to kill him, anything I'd think about, you know, because I thought, I'm happy to go to prison. So I thought, if I go to prison, I'd get fed, I'd get 3 meals a day, I wouldn't have to worry about gas or electric. That'd be, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. But obviously that's not me, I'm not an angry person, I'm not a horrible person, but I just knew this thing was making me bitter. And anybody says to me, how's your kitchen? Don't mention kitchen. Don't mention kitchen. So anyway, they said, do you want the Holy Spirit? I went, no, but what I want is this feeling of anger against the builder to go. So, they said, okay, we'll pray about it. So, I mean, I just said, yeah, I didn't know what's going to happen. So I said, okay then. So they prayed, and was it the thing? Prayed, went home. And I walked into the house, and normally when I'd walk in, I'd get like that. But I walked in, and there was nothing, and I thought, So, walked around the kitchen space, nothing. Touched things, looked thin, I thought, nothing. I thought, okay, then probably it's a fluke. We'll try again tomorrow. The next day, still nothing, and there was just this... I couldn't mutter up this anger, and I thought, if I say his name over and over again, probably it'll come up. And I repeat his name over again, but there was still nothing, and I thought, wow, gosh, this is amazing, you know what I mean? And I thought, they prayed about this anger to go, and it went instant. And I thought, God, this is really... Oh, I didn't say God, I just thought, you know, this is really, really good sort of thing. So after a couple of months, I thought, oh... You know, because I've been asked, would you like to come along to church? So I thought, well, no harm in going. So I went along and quite liked it. And I'd go the other week, and the other week, month, 2 months, 3 months. And then before long, it became like, as they say, a family. And I never thought I'd be the person who'd be looking forward to going to church on a Sunday. But I really looked forward to it. And then they had this thing called baptism. And I thought, oh, you know, because sometimes you pray, so you want to be obedient, and then it says you're going to be baptized, and I'm thinking, that's a big step. But I felt it was the right thing to do, and I went along and I got baptized, and I got dipped, and I've become a family of the church, and I absolutely love it. But more importantly, I just think, you know, if Cap hadn't come into my life, I knew all along that I felt I was in darkness, even though... it's hard to describe that. It's hard to describe something where you just feel it's just darkness all around. But I felt I was in darkness, but I felt with Cap coming to me, they just give me a new lease of life. They brought lightness into it. And they're just journeying with me. You're not on your own. I've started on this journey. I'm still with Cap. I'm still going through my debts. But they're with me, and they just support me all the way, and they're just amazing. Okay.
Thanks, Yvonne. Obviously, debt's a very private thing, and it's quite hard, isn't it, to stand up and share things like that. But Yvonne sees that that's the job that God's given her to do now, so she comes with me to most of my speaking engagements, and, you know, she's a great blessing. So, okay, so that's our debt centres, and that's what they do, and that's the best way of telling you what they do, really. But also, we have CAP Money, which is our education, money education. So we've developed this, and it's the easiest way for churches to get involved with the work of CAP. And it's been helping people manage their money effectively since 2008. But it is a revolutionary money management course that teaches people budgeting skills. And it's a simple cash-based system that really works. So in a society where 61% of people feel financially insecure, this is a fantastic opportunity for the local church to play its part in teaching people those basic money management skills that we need and are definitely lacking in our society, especially in the younger people at this time. So That's done by some people from the church going on a day's training, getting the skills. It's done on a DVD system. So you come back. You don't have to have in-depth financial knowledge to be able to lead it. Then you invite your community, because it's something you can invite anybody to. And it's a great evangelistic tool as well, because once you've got somebody into, not particularly the building, but into your family group, your church family group, so wherever you have it, whether you have it in a local pub, at a mums and toddlers group, you know, you're introducing them, aren't you? And they will then, you know, you become friends with them, and they might think, oh yeah, I would like to come along to church, or you get that opportunity to share Jesus with them. So that is a brilliant course that anybody can get involved with. And then as well, our CAP job clubs. These were only launched last year, so they're very new, but this is a fresh way for churches to tackle the huge problem of unemployment within marginalised groups of society in the UK. So CAP Job Clubs equips churches to assist people in their journey to work by providing tools for personal and practical development. And as I said, currently we've got 83 job clubs up and running, and our aim is to grow it to over 100 in 2014. And with all CAP's work, we give them the opportunity to encounter Jesus. And we believe this new initiative will make a significant difference to the lives of thousands of people with no realistic prospect of work. We've just started one in Wolverhampton, and it's great to see that some people have found work already, you know, and it's wonderful. If you want to know more about that, I can tell you more afterwards. We'll be staying around, so do come and talk to me, and I can give you information about the any part of CAP that you want. But just before I finish, I just want to sell you a bargain. On your chair first, you'll see a plan A. This is the story of CAP. This is our plan. There is no plan B, okay? This is it, plan A. There never will be a plan B. Do take one of those home. Read what we do. Obviously, this morning's only a snapshot. That'll give you more information. Also, on your seat, you'll see a card. The card is, because we'd love to give you, so that is a bargain, you can't dispute that, we'd love to give you all a copy of John Kirkby's book. This is the book he's written about the story of CAP, and it's done in a diary form, so it's very real, it's very challenging. I think John is the man of greatest faith that I've ever personally met, and that still goes on in CAP today. We're based on faith, prayer and faith. But this is the story of it. So, you know, it's quite easy to read. You'll enjoy it. So if you would like a free copy this morning, then on this card, if you can just fill in your details, okay, and then we will exchange it at the table for a free book. We just have one little rule, though. You bring me a card, I'll give you a book. No card, no book, okay? So the cards are there. I've got some pens out as well. Do start filling them in. And then just in finishing, I said that I would give you all the opportunity to get involved. We are a charity that's based on prayer. We know that if prayer stopped, then the charity stops more or less the same time. But we have a big vision, and for that vision, we need finance. So our vision is to go to over 500 debt centres, to more than double our CAP Money partner churches, and to grow our Job Clubs initiative, to allow as many people in the UK to have access to our services. And this is a massive vision, there's no doubt about that. But you know, it's not so that we can say, look at us, aren't we big? It's so that when somebody phones up our debt centre up in Bradford, where our head office is, which is the number, the 0800 number that we give out to everybody who might be interested, then they phone that number, go through to head office, and if they said at the moment my postcode is GL20, we would say, I'm really sorry, we don't have a church in that area that has a debt centre, and they wouldn't be able to get the help that they need. And that's why we want to grow our vision, so that everybody has access to our services. So if that's something that you feel you would like to do, you'd like to get involved, we have over 22,000 people who give a small amount monthly to our work, and we call them life changers. And I love that name because that's what they're doing. They're changing lives. So everybody that's ever given into CAP has had a part in changing Yvonne's life. And if you think, yeah, that is something I could give a small amount to, then at the bottom of that same form that you fill in for your book, there's a standing order mandate for you to do that. Or if you think, I'd like to give, but I need to talk to my partner, or I don't know how much, I don't want to just decide here, that's fine. If you put a tick in the square down there, then we'll contact you in the next couple of weeks to arrange that with you. But, you know, finance is one thing, but prayer is very important. So you might be sat there thinking, I can't give financially, and that's fine, but you can pray for us. So I would say, please do pray for us. Take the plan A, get the book, and pray, because we need it. But we want to reach more people like Yvonne and have their lives changed. Thank you so much for listening to us this morning. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Do come and see us at the table.